This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You set your alarm for it. It's everybody's favorite part of not just the WIP Afternoon Show, of the WIP day. And here it is.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So we all love Jolly, right? We all love Paul
sure.
Jolovitz.
Yes.
But
it
does have some truly insane moments. And I feel like part of this top five is reintroducing some truly great moments that have happened recently to our audience and the top five of five. Because sometimes we make jokes, sometimes we play cuts, and people don't know what they are from in relation to Jolly or the inside jokes. So we have for you today the top five most insane Jolly moments, starting at number five. When he had to inform a caller about his betting record.
Oh, this is so good.
The caller threw him for a twist, and Jolly was unnerved.
Think of, I'm 12-1 in my last 13 bets in college days, and I'm hot as fire. Gave you Arizona State -3 over BYU. Did you bet him?
No, I didn't know that you gave that out.
Put it on Twitter about 6 times this week.
Oh, yeah. Well, since I can't see right now, I can't go on Twitter.
Okay, sorry about that, yeah. Buddy. Hopefully everything's good for you. But we had Arizona State today.
Holy cow.
I'm hot as fire. Yep. 12-1. By the way, you could tell just from that person that he was talking to that person was not on Twitter.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
he literally said he was blind.
Yes.
He said, I can't
yeah,
see.
Yes.
Well, my favorite part about Jolly is that he thinks that everyone that listens to him is on, watches his Twitter
constantly.
All week. I put on Twitter 6 times.
Yeah. That sounds like a Jolly problem, not a listener problem.
So good. Jolly, I can't see.
I'm hot as fire.
I'm sorry, but we did have BYU.
Yeah. I'm hot as fire. 12-1 in the last 13.
Fourth most insane Jolly moment. This is a couple months ago. And Jolly seems like, again, he has a crush.
Andrew Painter, by the way, will be Paul Skeens. He's that good.
I hope you're... I mean, are you kidding me?
Tommy John, Paul Skeens. I don't think Paul Skeens had Tommy John, did he?
I don't think so.
Not to my knowledge, no.
He's got his girlfriend, but... Whatever. Livy, what's your last name?
Livy Dunn.
Livy Dunn, yeah. She's so hot.
Oh, wow.
There it is again. She is. Creepy. You guys think she's not?
No, I don't disagree, Jolly.
Yep. It's just, he's 9 feet tall. She's 4 feet tall, but.
Yeah. Yep.
Look at Dawn. She's so hot.
They don't know what to say.
They are all trying to run from it, but not leave him out there on an island.
And again, poor Jolly. I know he said that at 2 in the morning on a Saturday overnight.
Yeah, but we're always listening.
But we're always monitoring.
There's always somebody there. And then what was he getting to with the he's 9 feet tall, she's 4 feet tall?
Probably wondering how it works.
Yeah, well.
But when you're laying down, it don't matter.
There yes. it is.
Everybody's the same height.
It's great advice from the one and only Ike Race.
There's.
The third most insane Jolly moment, you guys, I don't believe, have heard this one, but listen to how unhinged he gets here talking to Fran. Why, listen to this back and forth.
In general, what do you think?
When someone disrespects me?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I generally don't like it.
Nothing better in the world, Francisco. Nothing is better in the entire world.
I mean, you're disrespected?
Absolutely love it. Love it 100%. Love it 100% of the time. I want people to doubt me. I want people to say you can't do it. 100% of the time. That fuels me. Love it. Love disrespect.
Why's he going crazy?
Jack, that has to be your pump up for your battle with the camera.
I was thinking about it when the camera was doing its little spiel this morning. Just had Jolly in my head about the disrespect.
Yes. I love it. You should love that the camera disrespects you.
The best thing in the world.
I love it. I feed on it.
It's like Jolly was trying to get into one of these hype videos.
Yes.
You know, before the Eagles or Phillies runs.
He was trying to get picked up. He didn't even want his voice to get picked up. Yeah, he put into the video.
Like, poor Fran just like, yeah, I don't know. He seems all right.
Yeah.
And it was unhinged.
I love it.
What do you think?
When someone disrespects me?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I generally don't like it.
Nothing better in the world, Francisco. Nothing is better in the entire world.
I mean, you get disrespected?
Absolutely love it. Love it 100%. Love it 100% of the time. I want people to doubt me. I want people to say you can't do it. 100% of the time. That fuels me. Love it. Love disrespect.
Oh, man. Once a day on the show, we're going to have to disrespect Jolly just to keep him motivated.
Yep.
Keep him grinding.
You think he's... is that subconsciously replying to us, or is he locked in on us?
I think he's just in his own world sometimes. Yeah. You know, he loves the disrespect.
He may listen to the show.
Yeah. There's no disrespect in this show.
No, only respect.
Yep. The second most insane Jolly moment.
Right.
Is when he's talking about the one and only Daryl Morey.
Why are we not coming down his throat?
Oh, God.
Why are we so lenient on Daryl Morey? It drives me insane. Why are we not coming down his throat?
That is.
Why are we so lenient on Daryl Morey? It drives me insane.
The most...
It's the only
I
clip.
Hate when you play that. Yeah, I really do.
We have to play the whole clip.
Yeah,
every
you have to
time.
Play the whole clip. Yes.
The only way we can get by.
Holy cow. That,
oh
that
my
was
God.
Out of control right there.
We need Spike versus Jolly on Daryl.
Yeah, well, geez, I don't know.
Why are we not coming down his throat?
Yes, we got
Why
it.
Are we so lenient on Daryl Morey? It drives me insane.
Awesome.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
It's the best. Mm. But the number one most insane Jolly moment. It's not
actually one worse than that.
It's actually not more insane, but it did happen over the weekend in Ike Reese's chair. So so Jolly went skipped the shift last weekend to go to Vegas for the first weekend of the tournament.
Oh.
And what you hear at the beginning of this is how Jolly feels the second that he gets to Vegas.
Okay.
This is how it sounded.
This light right in front of you, it's like another planet appears.
Did you cough up a loogie on the mic?
What was
to do that?
Yeah, what was that?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Can you repeat that? Fran, I got a host there all night.
Wait, did he actually repeat it? Or did you just play it again?
No, he did it again.
It sounds like an...
What is that?
Sounds like talking a loogie on your microphone right there, which is disgusting. And thank God you wear the...
Which is why I bring my own...
Yeah.
What is it called?
I don't know. Windscreen.
Windscreen, okay.
Yeah. Well, can I ask something? With all of Jolly's clips, why are Buzz and Fran always there?
Well, because they're always doing a crossover on Saturday into Sunday morning. So... Yeah, it's Buzz and Fran. They do 2 to 6 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Okay.
And Jolly does 10 to 2 on Saturday night. So.
Got you.
Yeah, because I was like, well, wait a minute. Why does he have two producers?
Right. I thought Buzz was his producer or something. Yeah.
Can you play the sound again? What was he trying to express is his feeling when he goes to, like, what is that supposed
to? He wants to throw up?
Yeah.
No, I think he's just, he gets so excited.
Oh.
Yeah, like, that maybe.
See, I couldn't tell. That was excitement.
That's a weird excitement sound.
Yes.
Should Jolly's new nickname be, between that and the Maury thing, should Jolly's new nickname be Hawk Tua?
Yeah, seriously.
How do you even make that noise?
Jack, this might take a second. Can you, okay. This might take a second. Can you put that noise in the middle of the Maury thing after he says throat and then say the rest of the thing? Do you know what I'm saying? You understand what I want, right?
Why are we not coming down his throat? Why are we so leaning on Daryl Morey? It drives me insane.
Oh, wow.
This is why I want to disassociate myself with y'all right now. I'm out.
You're done.
This is when I jump off the ship. I know this is going to go too far. You got him over here remixing drops and everything.
Why are we not coming down his throat?
Awesome.
Why are we so leaning on Daryl Morey? It drives me insane.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Good job, Jack.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jolly. Well,
he's proud of himself.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Ken and Cinna Minson, you're on WIP. What's up, Ken?
I just knew you were going to go to me right
now.
I mean.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Come on.
Sorry, man.
Actually sounds like he's getting kicked in the groin there.
Yeah. Well, I don't. He's.
Something's happening.
I've never made that noise ever in my life. Ever. Not excited. Not maybe if you're choking on something.
Right.
And you know? You guys are brave if you're staying in hotels that have shower curtains in the shower. Oh, no way, man.
Well, what are you gonna do? Leave?
I stay in hotels that have shower curtains.
What do you call and ask? I mean,
well, you get to the room, and you're like, damn, they got shower curtains in here.
Well, it was a nice hotel. We were the Omni in Atlanta is a nice hotel. Yeah. You know,
they have rooms without shower curtains, Spike. I guarantee you, you can tell them I'm not staying in this room with a shower curtain.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll keep that in mind. I didn't know that was a possibility.
Two things in a world I would less rather touch than a hotel shower curtain. We'll just leave that at that.
I know what you're saying, yeah.
One of them Jolly? So,
well, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
So, first of all, on the who's on the hot seat, look, I think the number of times that Dave Dombrowski, and if they don't make the playoffs, they've got to blow the whole thing up, so they all got to go. But I think the number of times that Dave Dombrowski said in the last year or two, we really believe we have a good club, and then they didn't really do anything of significance to improve the lineup in the offseason, I believe that they're telling Rob Thompson, we already think we've given you enough to win.
Yes.
So I think he's got a they might have extended him. It might have been the first words out of Dombrowski's mouth in the postseason postmortem after they rolled over to the Mets. But I think he's got a very short leash. And
for Thompson.
Because
like
you said, it is the one big bullet that he can fire.
Yep.
Protect himself from being in the bullseye at the end of the season.
Yeah, and I think I don't know this to be true, but I do think there is a bit of a Andy Reid to Jeff Lurie thing going on with Dombrowski and Middleton, in that I think Middleton, my gut tells me Middleton really trusts Dombrowski.
Yeah, that's my gut.
So I think it. I don't think Dombrowski is even close to on the firing line right now. And now I agree with you.
No, he's not.
I agree with you in that I think he will. The Thompson thing is the bullet that he has because he can't spend money on players really right now. But I think Dombrowski is firmly entrenched. I mean, they basically let him pick his successor in Preston Mattingly.
His new kid. Yeah.
But Ken, you said it a bunch of times, and I largely agree. I think I don't think I would grade his tenure here as poorly as you would, but I think Dombrowski has been like a solid C since he's been here.
Yeah, that's unfortunately correct. And yep. I think it is unfair to Don McNabb to put him. And look, I go back to the white helmets with the green wings.
I like those helmets. Man.
Those are sick helmets.
Yeah, I actually like those helmets.
I go back to Steve Carlton winning 27 games on a Phillies team that lost 98. in a season. So the face of losing means a little bit something different to me than it does to maybe some of you younger guys. But,
sure.
You know, Don McNabb did take the Eagles to five NFC championship games and one Super Bowl. And, you know, the NBA is like the mothership for stat sheet stuffers. And, you know, you can fill up a stat sheet, and the league is lousy with these guys. You fill up a stat sheet, but you never really achieve anything. So it's unfair to put Donovan McNabb and Joel Embiid in the same category because they're not the same.
Well, but I also think it's unfair to call Joel Embiid. Now, Joel Embiid has done his share of get my numbers, but he's not just a stat sheet stuffer guy. I mean, the team in his entire career, no matter who they've put on the court with him, the team plays at a 50-plus win pace. Mm-hmm. And the numbers show that when he's on the court, they're very, very, very good. And when he's off the court, they fall apart. So while I agree with you, in the NBA, there are plenty of guys that get numbers that don't contribute to winning. His numbers maybe don't even do it justice, but he has failed in crucial times in the playoffs. I think both those things are true, though. But I don't think he's a stat sheet stuffer.
Especially when you consider this is a guy who has trademarked himself as the process.
What?
And when you remember why they embarked on the process, it was because they didn't want to be a franchise that got eliminated every year, just made the playoffs and got eliminated in the first round or the second round. And they got all the way to the end of the process, and they're a team that makes the playoffs and gets eliminated in
yep.
the first round or second round. So the journey took you right back to where you started. It accomplished nothing.
Yes, but I guess my point is, well, first of all, it didn't accomplish the goal, but it accomplished a team that everyone thought had a championship chance for basically five straight years, which they had not had in 20 years. So he's not the reason it failed. Like he is one of them, but he is not the reason everything failed.
If you're right about that they were seen as a team that had a legitimate shot of winning a championship and they never got close to it, then that just makes the failure all that much more glaring. At least Don McNabb, you know, took him to the pinnacle once and got right to the precipice, you know, four other times. So it's just, to me, it's disrespectful of Don McNabb. And his legacy as Philadelphia Eagles quarterback.
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
I don't think it is, but I understand what you're saying. Ken, why don't you give us somebody with three names?
Well, I'm going to give you another famous author.
Okay.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Oh, there it is. How do you like that, Jack?
Yeah.
Big answer.
Yeah, there it is. That's for Jack. Thank you, Ken.
You weren't an FDRsman?
Nothing wrong with FDR.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
He was the guy with the little glasses, right?
Yes.
All right.
You got that?
Built some dams.
Wow, look at that. You going back to high school?
We said history was his favorite subject.
Oh, at the end of my freshman year, I sat on a bench at Bloomsburg, and I had a decision to make. Do I want to be a history teacher, or do I want to do sports radio?
Oh,
I chose sports radio.
Yeah, well,
did you really think about being a history teacher?
Yeah, I thought it'd be fun.
Oh.
Yeah, but now people are like, wow, you're an idiot.
Would have been a lot. Well, it's one of your trademarks.
Would have been a lot more work.
Oh, a hell of a lot more work.
A lot more studying.
It's kind of fun to have when you're wrong, like when you're dumb about something, just be like, whoop, that's Jack.
Oops.
You know, like it's the end of the episode of the sitcom. You put the shrug emoji or whatever.
In school, they hold you accountable.
Yeah. I mean, well, I guess you could be an idiot teacher.
Oh, you could. Yeah, you could be.
Sean and King of Prussia, you're on WIP. What's up, Sean?
How's everybody doing?
What's up, Sean?
What's up, Sean?
How you doing? I DM'd Jack this morning. I work at Jeffersonville Golf Course over in West Norton, and I think I can supply you guys with the means and the fields to have this competition that everybody wants to see between Jack and Joe DeCamera.
Over there in West Norton?
Yes, I'd like to put our name in the hat or the ring to as possible locations for you guys to choose from.
Ah.
Well, Jack, you got to give him Lakin's email address.
Yeah. And you got to promise a free round for me.
I was going to say, I have no. What are we doing?
Let's just make sure you get a free round in.
I'm getting negotiated in here, too. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Hey, listen, always taking care of people.
So we have the golf course, a baseball field, a tennis court, and a basketball court all within a quarter mile of each other.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Shuttle vans and golf courts to help travel. and to basically shuffle Jack the athlete and Joe DeCamera the belly between
the
all
belly.
The different areas. We'd like to make it, you know, an outing for other people. If you guys
okay.
want to do some type of charity
yeah.
event.
Well, here's, people come and watch. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, people are going to want to see this.
Yeah.
Here's my biggest question to you, Sean. Do you have first aid available for DeCamera?
We have first aid for DeCamera.
Okay.
I hope you guys took insurance out for Joe's end.
Yeah. They'll have to sign a waiver. They'll both have to sign
yeah,
a waiver.
They'll both be signing waivers.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm the executive sous chef over here. Spike, I can promise you, you will be eating things other than French fry quesadillas.
Oh, there you go.
We'll have spread for you.
There you go.
Vegetarian,
you
go. Appropriate. You won't have to eat just French fries all day.
There you go. Sign me up.
Ike, we will be serving Ike juice all day to anybody who wants it.
There you
oh,
go.
Oh, love that.
There you go.
Love that.
So this is me putting our hat in the ring. We would love to host this. I've already communicated with the head of Parks and Rec for our township.
I like that.
It's getting better.
I like that. Okay.
Fan of WIP.
Okay, Sean. Well, I'm gonna put you on hold, and I'm gonna make sure Jack gives you Rod Lake and our program director's information, so you can reach out and offer your services
yeah.
to WIP for that. Thank you for,
man,
for calling.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Sean.
Yeah. Can you imagine, Jack? Finally, here you are.
We'd have to do a whole show day there.
Oh, you
we
kidding
need a
me?
Morning show,
yes.
midday, every yes. day, afternoon. Put it off in stages.
Yeah.
Like, give it enough break time in between
yes.
each event.
Oh,
last
yeah, yeah.
event has to be the because the camera actually thinks smartly. His last event wants to be 5-on-5.
Yeah, we mean 1-on-1.
Sorry, yeah, 1-on-1. Yeah.
Okay.
1-on-1.
Yeah, and we can
yeah.
call it.
Yeah.
It's got to be in the 5 o'clock hour. One-on-one at 5. You know, oh, man.
Oh, no, you wait till the 5? No, we want to do it earlier than that, right?
Maybe the 4?
Yeah, we need to have time to respond to everything.
Yes, yes.
Halfway, yeah, now, lead here, up, and then
I like
post.
It.
So
I like it.
Here's the only concern with having the one-on-one game last, is if you're up 4-0.
Right.
Right.
You know what I
right.
mean? So there's got to be some sort of thing where he still has a chance to win, even if he has lost all four
what
other.
Am I rigging games here?
No, I'm just saying there's got to be some sort of scoring mechanism that, you know, if he wins by 6 or something, he can
right.
make up for other losses.
I just, see what you're saying. Make the game. I
gotta mean something.
I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
We want to see these dudes playing basketball
we
one-on-one.
Do.
And I don't care if it's 2-2, 3-1, or 4-0.
4-0.
Yeah, 4-0. We're going to want to watch that one-on-one.
So let me ask you this.
We're going to want to watch
You guys
that.
Are going one-on-one, one-on-one by ones to 11?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to have to start it at 2:30. To have it
it's
over
not
in time?
Take that long.
Yes, it will.
No.
Yes, oh, here's the other thing.
It's going to take 15 minutes max.
No, there's no chance.
Well, here's the other thing. How are you guys going to play one-on-one? Like, you know, we play one-on-one, you only get 3 dribbles.
Oh, I've never heard of that before.
Yeah.
Oh.
That way, because one-on-one, you'd be out there all day, a guy's dribbling on this side to the other side.
Oh, yeah.
Like, only having 3 dribbles is a way to see exactly how much skill you have as a basketball
wow,
player.
Wow, 3 dribbles. I've never yeah. heard of that before.
Oh, yeah.
And is it call your own fouls, or do we have a
oh,
ref
Oh, yeah, no,
out
you call
there?
Your own fouls.
Okay.
Well, we may do it that way, because We may
need a ref.
Yeah, you think we may need a ref?
Yeah, I think
I'm not calling one foul. I'm just letting.
You know what we
know.
Gotta do? We gotta get Donahue out here to be the ref for the game.
Who's taking money?
Well,
I am.
Donahue's a local guy.
He is.
Thank you.
Yeah, Delco guy.
Breaking news. Oh,
well,
really?
No, I'm just saying Donahue. It would be hilarious to have Donahue be the ref.
I agree. Think he'd be out?
Yes. Are you kidding me?
He ain't coming for free.
I don't know. Well, let him.
He ain't coming for free.
Well, there'll be so much money on this. He'll be able to make a little on the side.
After the spread's 7.5.
Well, to Elliot's point, he's letting the officials bet.
Yeah, oh, right. Donahue thinks it's a great idea. By the way, hand up. Teddy Roosevelt was the guy with the little glasses.
Oh, okay. Yep. There you go.
FDR was not him.
FDR did not have little glasses.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And Teddy Roosevelt was in the Rough Riders, not FDR. So completely backwards.
Oh, well.
Yeah, hey, it's
you notice I picked it up, right?
If you say it with confidence.
Yeah,
I believed you, yeah.
I don't remember who has little glasses.
Exactly,
who
yeah.
doesn't have little glasses? Come on.
All I know is Ben Franklin didn't have hair on the top of his head.
Ben Franklin did not have hair
on the
top.
Yeah, he had a little shag.
Yeah.
He's also from Boston.
And George Washington
He's
wore the little wig and his wooden teeth.
He is from Boston.
Yeah. I know that.
Yeah, George Washington's also 6'3".
Was he?
In the 1700s.
Wow.
I know that.
Must have been a monster.
I know.
Must have been like Wilt.
Yeah. That's why they won.
Yep. All right. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, Doc Rivers, our old friend Doc Rivers, does not feel like he gets enough respect for blowing 3-1
lead. Slow so we can all pick it up.
Yeah. Wait till you hear what he said again. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.